Well, U.S. media have released reports of Donald Trump making over 2,100 false or misleading claims only a year into his presidency. According to the fact-checkers database with the Washington Post, this staggering number amounts to nearly six baseless statements per day. On top of the list of Trump's false statements is taking credit for business deals announced or issued before his term in office and slamming the Affordable Care Act, which a report says has proven to be sustainable. The list also includes giving wrong statistics about U.S. tax cuts and denying Russia's intervention in 2016 elections, despite the FBI probes confirming it. The project finds it most intriguing how Trump keeps with making the false statements even after being called out on them. Crossing over to Missouri, joined by author and political commentator Dean Henderson. Thanks so much for being with us. What do you think about this? So the media is saying over 2,000 misleading claims in this one year. And of course, politicians always actually have their lies, even when they're in office. We know that. Is this a little bit more than average? And why do you think that he's been so far able to get away with it?
Thanks for having me. Oh, I think it's just, you know, America's sort of reached the bottom of the barrel here. I mean, you know, this country's been kind of shaky for quite a while. The Democrats sold out to corporate, you know, banker America a long time ago. Really, the Clinton family were the ones instrumental in turning the Democrat Party away from kind of working class, union, you know, class struggle issues, which it hadn't been anyway since really, you know, Kennedy and maybe Harry Truman and then maybe FDR before that. And it's just increasingly it's gotten away from that. So it's kind of like we've been living in this funhouse of lies for a long time now. And I think Trump really is just a caricature of the big lie. And it's like now the big lie is a total lie. And at least I guess the Palestinians and people around the world can just know now where the U.S. is coming from on this foreign policy. Where we've always backed Israel, we've pretended to help the Palestinians. Clinton tried to entrap them into this deal in Oslo that really wouldn't have been good, I don't think, for the Palestinian people. You know, because there's holding deeds in their hand with the land on it, and it just got stolen from them, and Israel is an illegal occupying force. You know, so, but now, yeah, it's just, I mean, everything's, it's just never been, it's funny. I mean, you just have to laugh at it. But on the other hand, the repercussions, especially in the foreign policy arena, are going to be dire. It's an empire in decline with a caricature of a joke of a president who basically is a salesman, an actor. He was the apprentice guy. He lied to people. The alt-right believed it. They got him through the primary that way, you know, with Steve Bannon and using these kind of, you know, outsider guys pretending to be outsiders. All the time he's an insider mafia. When it got down to Clinton and Trump, it's like, what are you going to do? I mean, Clinton burned Bernie Sanders, cheated on him. There were so many problems with that that nobody could vote for her, including me. I voted for Jill Stein. On the other side, how did Trump get through the Republican primary? Well, that's what he did. He fooled the alt-right. He's an actor. He's an actor, just like Reagan, just like they're all actors, really.
Right.
But it's just now we've reached the pinnacle of sort of fascism in America, I think.
You've made an interesting point, Dean. Sorry to interrupt. You made an interesting point basically saying that on the one hand, Trump is actually perhaps not doing a whole lot different than previous presidents, but the jargon is very different. And in many ways, some people will look at that as a matter of fact of being positive, because at least they understand where they stand. We look, as you mentioned, the Palestinian situation. Israel has been continually usurping the land of the Palestinians. However, the jargon has been very, very different in talking about a two-state solution and that they're talking, but the reality is the same on the ground, except right now, Palestinians hopefully realize that there is no solution unless they create the solution themselves.
That's right, exactly right. And there's no illusions. And, you know, disillusionment is a good thing. You know, it means losing your illusions. And this is what everybody has to do now. Americans obviously are still living under a lot of illusions, but even some of the Trump voters have turned against him apparently because he's got 30% approval rating. So I don't know. It's just a matter. You gotta get this fascist out of the closet, and you gotta see it, and you gotta say, okay, do we really want this? Do we really want everything to be privately held and owned by a handful of corporations, and the Dow going to 30,000, while we all struggle to pay for car insurance, which doubled last year, and the bread, which doubled. And the Iranians, I know, are in the same situation. People all around the world are in the same situation, where they're squeezing us, squeezing us, squeezing us. And the fascists, now they're out in the open. They're doing, Taco Bell's doing an Illuminati commercial in the United States now. I don't know if you've seen that, where they actually talk about the Illuminati and stuff. And it's out in the open, and they're bragging about it. And it's like, at least now you can see what we're up against, the enemy. Okay, so now it's time to fight the enemy and get serious about it.
All right. We'd love to talk to you a little bit more extensively, hopefully another program. Thanks so much for being with us out of Missouri, Dean Henderson, author and political commentator.